This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We have a band returning to the studio called Rat King. What's up, dudes?
What's up, man?
Hey, hello, hello.
Yo. All right, so they have a new album out on Satanic Royalty Records, Psychotic Reality. They're going to be playing a yearly Christmas tradition for metalheads here in the Northwest. I think it's like the 13th year?
Yeah. I didn't realize it went that bad.
Hail Santa at the Central Saloon. We'll have more details on that in the weeks to come when it gets a little bit closer to the holidays. But Rat King, what's up, guys? Let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is, reintroduce yourself, and what you do in Rat King.
What's up? My name is Ricky. I play guitar and do backup vocals.
I am Carlos, and I play drums.
I'm Danny. I play bass and do vocals.
Right on. So your album just recently came out on Satanic Royalty Records. I think when the first time we had you guys in, you guys were kind of doing the records yourselves. You had your own label. You put out a few records. Tell me what brought this partnership with Freiberger and Satanic Royalty.
Yeah, absolutely. After we released the records ourselves, you know, it was we got to a point where it was like we needed to take another step. And
sure.
Just through playing Bar House, actually, we met Fry. We asked him to play a show once, and he was like, "Yeah, I love your band." You know, I didn't know he was aware of the band, and
yeah.
He kind of started talking to Danny, planted the seed, like, "Hey, if you guys want, you know, your next record." And it was like the next year, we kept going back and forth until you know it was like getting serious, and we're like, "Okay, let's do this for real." And yeah, it was from there, you know.
Nice, right on. Anyone else want to get any more input on that?
I just wanted to say that Fry really is such a supporter of the scene. Like, that dude loves music, and he's such a supporter of everything that is music here in the Northwest. And you know, he once we met him and he saw what we could do live and where we're trying to take the band to, he immediately got behind and, you know, offered us this opportunity. So thank you so much, Fry.
Yeah, man. That's
awesome.
Been tremendous.
Very grateful.
Was it difficult to kind of hand it off and be like, do your thing with this, you know, and not be the person who's like literally in charge of every little detail?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think for me, like, I was handling the aspect of getting the release, like, you know, dates, like getting press and stuff like that. Danny always did the artwork and stuff like that, so I don't think it changed that much for him.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a little nerve-wracking after doing it ourselves, you know, just like handing the masters over, like he was doing PR, all that kind of stuff. But he's done a great job, you know what I mean? He's been so, like, active with it.
Yeah.
Like, we're almost texting, emailing, you know, things, new things,
cool.
Opportunities. So he's been great. Like, it's been cool.
And, you know, as you know, difficult as that might have been, it might also is probably pretty nice that you don't have to stress about that issue.
Absolutely.
You can literally just make the music, make the art, you know, do your job of helping promote it by playing the shows and putting out the good music. And then he can do, you know, he's at this point, you know, and I interviewed him in the beginning of Satanic Royalty, but at this point, it's a well-oiled machine. He's churning out badass Northwest music. I mean, recently you guys played an all Satanic Royalty showcase of bands over at Belltown Yacht Club, and you know, Sandrider, Eris, you know, all these different bands. You know, what's it like to be on a roster like that?
Definitely, to me, it fills me with pride just to be with all the Seattle bands that are staples here. You know,
yeah,
just to be part of that was special for me. And just, it was a great night, full of all the people that were there, full of love, you know?
A lot of camaraderie. Like, that's
brotherhood.
That's what I can describe.
Yeah.
The scene is very strong, very thriving, and very collaborative.
So talented, too.
Yeah, there's so much talent over here.
Yeah, especially awesome. All the like different bands he has on his label too, you know,
different,
like,
styles.
Yeah, it was like death metal, sludge, stoner metal, you know, it was all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
Black metal.
Death
it was a
metal.
Great weekend. We went both days. Yeah. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We'll get a little bit more into some of the Northwest bands that have been fans to you guys and whatnot a little bit later. But let's talk about the record. So, you know, how long did you guys take working on it? And where did you go to record it? And you know, how long did you guys spend on it?
It was like, I would say like a year probably since we were like, okay, you know, we're always kind of writing. Mm-hmm. It's always in the back, the background at least, you know. But I think we put a year, like last year, we worked the whole year on it.
Yeah.
Then we recorded in November, December at Soundhouse Studios in Ballard.
Yeah. With Jack and Dino?
No, he wasn't there. Yeah, okay. He was in there, but he wasn't like working with us. It was with Wyatt Harbaugh, a friend of Carlos's from work. We worked with him on our last EP.
Yeah.
Came in and it was good. It was second time in that studio, so it was comfortable. And like a year, I would say.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And did you guys have any different approach to this new record? Did you guys want to go a little bit in a different direction or just kind of refine what you guys do?
We did try to mimic the EP that we did last in 2021.
Yeah.
Nice.
So try to replicate that sound because we really liked how that sounded. So we did another take at Soundhouse.
Yeah, it was like round two almost, you know, same team. Even the guy that mixed it, Taylor Young, you know, he mixed the EP.
Taylor Young mixed it. That's
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
God's Hate and Nails.
Oh,
and
yeah, absolutely.
Every band.
Great producer, man. And yeah, he was a pleasure to work with the first time, you know.
Yeah.
And this time, definitely want to do the album with him as well. So, yeah, it's kind of like a continuation of the EP. Those go good together, I think. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. If you listen to the evolution of Rat King, you guys are actually done what opposite of what most bands do as they get older and they're, you know, most bands slow down. You guys have sped up every time. So it's like, all right, guys, you guys have just gotten so much more like just it started a little bit more like sludgy. And now you guys are a little bit like straight up death metal, dude, and some grind stuff. So is that just indicative of like the you know, just some of the music you guys love, or what's the vision there with that made you guys change a little bit?
You know, it was the three of us meeting, honestly. Like, me and Danny, like, have always written music and, like, kind of played with the drummers. Not it always, like, you know, whoever the drummer is going to influence the sound. And when we met, you know, I remember our first practice was like, oh, what do you know? Sepultura. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we would play, like, just half Sepultura set and half our set because we didn't know he only like four songs.
It's because he's a maniac.
Yeah.
He wants to go fast.
His style. Yeah, it's his style. You know what I mean? So we kind of, it just, to me, like, gave me, like, nostalgia almost, you know what I mean, from old bands that we used to like. And not trying to be too inventive or whatever, just kind of just go for it, you know, like more of a live thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And were you heavily influenced by that style, like old school thrash and death metal and stuff?
Absolutely. I'm definitely, I dig on extreme, you know, like I try to stay as open-minded as possible, but when it comes to like what really hits, you know, hits me in the chest is extreme music. And my gift and curse, you might say, is that I like to play fast.
Yeah.
So when we started out, we were jamming on the older material, which is a bit more swingy, sludgy stuff.
Yeah.
And I just kind of kept pushing the gas a little bit more, and it just little by little became this thing, which is now I feel a fairly good oiled machine.
Yeah, and I think we're all relating with each other. We're getting to know each other better musically, so we're writing more cohesively.
Awesome.
And this, yeah, it's just getting better.
Yeah, the chemistry is just better. You know, it's easier.
Yeah, and just to kind of go back to the topic of the new record. The intent was kind of like, keep it a continuation of the EP, but we also, Ricky here is one of the more prominent songwriters, and his approach is like, we need, you know, like something that just gets to the point, you know, let's tight, to the point, strong, present, you know, so that's what we're trying to do basically here. We're trying to weed out the unnecessary stuff here and trim out the fat, if we will.
Yeah.
And, you know, just make it as strong as possible, especially when it comes to life.
Nice, dude. You have a chance to see them at Hail Santa this year at Central Saloon. The album Psychotic Reality is available now on Satanic Royalty Records. We're going to play a song from it real quick and take a break here. We're going to go into Vermin. So who wants to introduce this?
The song is called Vermin.
All right. Say no more. All right, here it is. It's Rat King with Vermin here on Metal Shop.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Vermin here on Metal Shop, and we're talking with Rat King, man. These guys are going to be playing Psychotic the record. They're going to be playing December 1st at the Substation with Brujeria, No Mas, Piñata Protest. This is a hell of a lineup.
We're so stoked about it.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's actually, I think that up to this point, that's one of my, peaks as far as being a musician and, being involved. It's like, wow.
Brujeria is one of those bands that we started listening, I think, all of us when we were
in high school.
Yeah.
And the three of us love it, it's like, we have that common ground.
Absolutely.
The next a step would probably be opening up for Body Count or something like
that. There you go. Hey, it's not out of the realm of possibility, dude.
Exactly, man.
You want me to text IC? I'm just kidding. I don't have it like that. I don't have it like that.
Get my boys on.
That was a name drop. I don't have it like that. As we speak now, by the time people hear like this, you guys will already be back. But you guys are about to head out on tour. Mm-hmm. And where are you guys heading?
We're doing 7 states.
Nice.
Like the Western U.S. tour. It's going to be Oregon, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah.
That's awesome.
Idaho, maybe. Cool. And then back home. It's the longest tour I've ever done.
Nice, dude. That's awesome. So this is the longest tour Rat King's done as a band?
Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Any bands you know that you're going to be playing with, or are you guys doing it solo?
Rank and Vile
from Portland.
Yeah, we're playing with a bunch of friends, bands that we've met over the last year that we were starting playing and tour more.
That's cool.
Like Narc, we're playing with Narc in Salt Lake City.
Merked.
Merked Choke. In Oakland, Choke in Oakland.
Cool.
Awesome grind bands.
Yeah.
So it was actually I don't want to say easy to book the tour, but it was just like,
you've done
so
favors
helpful
for all these other bands. Now it's time for them to return the
favor. And everybody repaid, man.
Absolutely.
It was awesome. It was easy to book, I would say.
That's killer, man. Did you get to book it yourselves?
Us and Freiberger.
That's awesome.
It was a team effort, Like
he also has a lot of expertise in that world.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah. He was instrumental in getting that done.
Yeah.
We have interviewed you in the past, but it was about 6 years ago. So let's kind of reiterate and go back to the origin story of Rat King. So I would love for you guys to recount the story of, growing up as brothers and then you moving to the United States. And if you don't mind.
Not. I grew up in Ecuador, born in New Jersey from Ecuadorian parents.
Mm-hmm.
I moved from Ecuador to Arizona when I was 18, 98. Danny followed in 2002.
Did you say 1898?
Wow, man, you're old.
Oh, I said, sorry.
18, wow. Back in 1998.
Immortal.
Immortal.
Wow.
In 1998. But yeah, I moved here and I didn't even know he was playing bass when I left, And then I came back and he was like, check this out, and he's playing like Aussie bass lines.
Nice.
Well, they're solid, what I mean? Like Jason Newsted, all this kind of stuff. And I was wow. And then just kind of bonded again over that because, obviously we were separated for a little bit. Yep. And then he decided to move here. And he came to visit first and then made it permanent like a year later. And we were he got here and we started practicing.
2002.
In 2002.
The first day I got to the States, they went to take me to the music store. They bought me an amp.
Nice. Yeah, I was saving my tax return, because I knew, I was like, oh, this is like $600,
Yeah.
Got him an amp, took him to eat Mexican food. Like, he was on cloud nine, Yeah. I was like, you're a bass player.
17 years old, dude.
So why Washington? Why Seattle?
Well, actually, when we were in Arizona, we were in bands as well there, and we toured one time and came to Seattle in July.
Yeah.
And it was, 80 degrees. We were chilling at the Seattle Center on the grass.
Yeah.
It was beautiful compared to 110 Arizona.
Yeah, brutal.
And since then, man, we were like, we almost stayed, honestly. We were like, we should just stay here. We were just stay with our amps.
We didn't have much then.
But we didn't have much, We had and we had our band still back there, so we really didn't want to bail. So.
Yeah.
Eventually, one of our buddies from that tour party moved here, and he still lives here.
Awesome.
So we were like, man, he did it, you know? And then he was the only contact we had, and we just decided 2013 would, like, the other band ended. So we were like, let's, you know, let's go. Let's see what happens.
Who's your friend who lives here?
JP Flores, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a musician as well.
Great photographer, too.
Yeah, he's great photographer.
Yeah, great photographer. Taking a couple of band pics. Yeah, he's a great friend, man.
I feel like I know that name, JP Flores.
Maybe.
Art director.
He does a lot of marketing stuff.
Cool. Nice.
But, yeah, he was the one person that we knew here, and... Yeah, we came here and just fell in love with everything musical.
That's
man. It
awesome.
Was like overwhelming at first. Like, wow,
yeah,
these badass bands.
Yeah,
not just like
what were some of your, what was some of the ones that really
Sandrider
kind of blew. Okay, Sandrider,
our first show at an Easy Street Records.
That's cool. Now you're label mates. With
exactly.
That.
That was the crazy spot for me. It was too. I kept driving by this place by the Black Lodge or the old Black Lodge,
which is now reopening.
It's now reopening
this weekend.
I saw a sticker for her. I was like, "He who zocks is gored." You know,
great
like,
band, and that's now Filth is Eternal members.
Exactly.
So yeah,
I've been following since then. That was my first like Seattle band that I fell in love with. I was
that's
like,
awesome.
"Wow," you know what I mean?
Yeah,
great band. Great
that's
band.
Cool. And Carlos, how did you join the fold, man? Because you know they were mentioning how you joined and it got a lot more extreme.
Yeah. So I am originally from Florida, Miami, Florida. That 305.
He's the Floridian death metal man.
Right.
Yeah.
The 305. I couldn't stand anymore, so I had to get out. So funny enough, I moved here myself in 2013 out of sheer blind luck. I just wanted a change of lifestyle. And when I moved here, within a year, I ended up meeting with this guy named Gabriel Tatchell, who plays in a band called Rhine.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first collaboration in a band. And we played together for a couple of years, and then we just happened to play a show with these guys. And we just kind of met and all friendly, hit it off, and we all just kept in contact until, what was his name?
Tyler,
yeah, their drummer Tyler decided to bow out, and they asked me, "Hey, do you want to come in and just jam?" You know, and sure thing. And of course, like they said, the first thing we started playing was some Sepultura,
nice,
and it just gelled, and everything that I was doing, it was fun, basically.
It was fun.
It was fun, and it just hey, let's do it again, and let's do it again, and
that's
let's do
10
it.
10 years. 10 years ago.
10 years ago, yeah.
That's amazing.
He joined in 2017.
2017, so but 2013 to 10 years ago, dude.
We both moved here the same year.
That's really
that
cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
We just met each other.
Absolutely, you guys have made it a decade, man.
Here
in the city.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Congratulations.
Man. Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
It was personally, it's like one of the best decisions I've got to done for myself was moving out here. The Seattle, the Northwest is amazing, and there's no other place that I could see myself living in the United States.
Nice.
I love it here.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a very difficult question now that I know your love of Sepultura.
Drum roll.
Favorite Sepultura album?
Oh.
Arise. Yeah, for me, Arise, for sure.
Yeah, I have to go with Arise. Maybe Chaos AD means a little more to me because that's how I discovered them. But Arise, if I had one, I'd pick Arise.
Nice.
All right. I don't think I can honestly answer that or pick one, but I can tell you definitely one that ranks up there. And it's actually kind of an oddball, but I'm going to say Schizophrenia.
Okay, nice. So how weird would it be if I were to ask and you were to name like an album within the last 3 years or something of Sepultura?
Oh, I follow.
You guys still mess with
it? I do.
That's a conversation. We can sit here
for
hours.
A hot topic over
You guys really mess with the new Sepultura?
Absolutely,
well, the funny thing is they're not the new Sepultura. They've actually been Sepultura longer than the Cavalera brothers
that's
and Sepultura.
Yeah.
So it's, but I am stoked on Tuesday to go see Cavalera. Live doing.
Man, I don't think I'm gonna make that video.
Yeah.
I wanted to see. I saw the one that did the Arise Beneath the Remains
over at Spanish Ballroom.
Yes,
nice.
That was like one of the best shows of my life. Like seeing those. I've never seen those songs live. You know what I mean? It's like what Stronger Than Hate. You know,
wow. So good, man.
I saw Sepultura back in 1994.
Oh,
nice, dude!
Old boy.
Roots. I just dated myself. Thank you.
That was before Roots, right? That was before
that was Chaos AD.
Chaos AD.
Fear Factory was a band coming out with an album called The Manufacture.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
That's a great band.
But definitely like the new Sepultura, man, like Quadro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great record.
It's a great record. Their new drummer, like, or well, not new, but you know, their current drummer, should say.
Absolutely.
And also, Andreas Kisser does not get the recognition that that man deserves.
Absolutely.
I mean, that, yeah, I'm just going to say that. That man is really a staple in his own right. So,
yeah, top three for me for sure.
All right.
Well, who are the other two?
I'd say Dave Mustaine.
Okay.
Either, I think it's Dave Mustaine / James Hetfield.
Yeah.
And then Chuck Schuldner.
Nice. Okay.
What are we talking about? Guitar players?
Well, he just said top. Well, you know,
that's right. He's one of my top three.
So I just said, hey.
I'm a drummer. I don't know anything about guitars.
Yeah.
All right. Who are your three favorite metal drummers?
Well, metal. The pot has definitely grown on that. I always ask other drummers, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to give me three drummers. And I was like, oh, you're putting me on the spot. But I can always easily go back to like my sort of roots, which are always going to be Mike Portnoy, Gene Hoagland, and Flo Munier.
Yeah, from Cryptopsy, Yes. Wow. I was wondering if you would say that. He's one of my favorites. Awesome.
Those are, nowadays, obviously, you have, the George Colias's, the John Longstrands. All these other amazing extreme drummers, and the planet is filled with them. But those three guys definitely shaped a style for me, so...
Nice, dude. All right. Favorite bassist?
Geezer Butler, for sure.
Nice.
Alex Webster from Cannibal was my first death metal bass player that I loved. And probably Cliff.
Yeah,
dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right on. Well, we're nerding out, man. Let's get back into some music. We're going to go into the first single you guys released from this record. Mm-hmm. And it's called Destroyer of Us All. So who wants to introduce this one?
This is called Destroyer of Assault, which we actually just finished shooting a music video for.
Nice!
So look for it very soon. Destroyer of Assault.
It's Rat King. It's Metal Shop. We'll be back with more from Rat King. We'll be right back. It's Rat King. Catch them playing December 1st at the Substation with Brujeria, Nomás, and Piñata Protest. Tickets are available at Substation's website through Rat King. You can definitely go to that show. They'll probably have some tickets at the door. Go support that. Some killer metal bands on tour, as well as Rat King, you know, supporting the local music scene. They're going to be playing a Northwest metal tradition, Hail Santa, at the Central Saloon. And that's a place that you actually do sound, Carlos. So shout out these places that you do sound, where people can catch you shaping the sound of the room.
I do live sound at the Substation, at Central Saloon, and just due to availability, I'm trying to do sound at El Corazon.
Nice.
There's a lot of places that are interested in bringing me on board. It's just finding the time to do it.
Yeah. Is that a goal of yours, to do like live sound professionally?
Absolutely.
Would you want a tour to do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's cool. Yeah.
It just kind of goes hand in hand with being a consider myself part of the performance,
you
know, like what I do is just as important. Well, not more important than the performer, but it's my job to make sure that the presentation comes out to the audience to the best quality possible.
Because if you have a bad sound guy, and if you have a good one, then it shines. You know, it's funny. One time I saw Lamb of God and The Sword, and then Metallica, and the first two bands, the sound was not great, and then it was almost like they flipped a switch, and then it was like, okay, Metallica time,
yeah.
And the sound was like pristine. I was like, what's going on here?
Big Mick back in the day mixing it up.
Nice, dude. Right on. So the new album's available now. You guys are obviously a Northwest band. You guys have all been living here for 10 years. So I would say you're a Northwest band.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Thanks.
Favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Oof. Danny.
Danny.
Pass it off to the little brother.
My favorite, Alice in Chains.
Okay. Nice.
Definitely one that I connected the most.
Yeah.
I think that's my...
Stole My Thunder, man.
Nirvana too, for sure.
You can say it. You can say
Alice in Chains for sure. Like, just hits all the bases. I mean, if you want to get heavy, if you want to get intimate, if you want to get emotional, like that band has it all. And I'll just say a little story, because I mean, we can sit here and name a ton of bands.
Yeah.
But when I was growing up in Florida, and grunge basically took over the scene, I hated it so much.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, this isn't cool. This isn't, this weird.
Play
it's just,
a solo, come on.
Yeah, play fast, be heavy. And I hated it. And living here for the past 10 years now and seeing the things that these guys saw, the experiences that they've had, walking the streets and all the bars that all of these bands, you know, performed.
Doing sound at Central Saloon.
Real quick. The last Nirvana record that I knew that came out was called From the Muddy Banks of the Wiska.
Yeah.
And I always said to myself, what, this is dumb. What is this? It makes no sense. It has nothing to do with death. And then I went to Aberdeen, and I went to Kurt Cobain Landing, the little park, and I went underneath the overpass where the River Wiska is there. And it's like, oh, this is a place where they come to get high.
Yeah.
So it just... You know,
it made sense.
It made sense, and they're like, wow, all these guys were basically putting out raw emotion. Most of it was dark. So like, it's been a huge eye opener.
That's cool.
And I now give a lot of respect to that genre.
Kim Thayil was at the Baby Metal show last night.
Right on.
Yeah, he was rocking out to Death Clock. So nice. Awesome. All right, man. Last but not least, favorite Northwest bands.
For sure. Growing up, Alice in Chains hit us. You know, they're just amazing. More recently, I would say, well, not recent, but right before I moved from Arizona, I remember seeing the Black Breath video, Sentenced to Life.
Yes.
And that just, I mean, I was like, wow, you know, I was like, and we knew we were going to move here too. So it was like, okay, I'd say they're one of my favorites for sure.
I got to pause for a second. Because Funs, the original guitarist from Black Breath, and Neil, the vocalist of Black Breath, are in a new kind of Swedish death metal sounding band called Come Horrid Sigil.
Oh.
They have four songs up on Bandcamp now. It's freaking awesome. It kind of sounds like Entombed mixed with old school In Flames. But it's got that black. I mean, Neil has one of the most powerful voices.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's got that still. But yeah, it's really good stuff.
We're actually playing. Too, huh? We're playing with them too, and with Vacuum.
Vacuum's killer. Yeah,
yeah. Neil's they're new playing band our too. Tour kickoff show.
That's awesome.
So we played with them in at the Plaid Pig like a couple years ago, and you know, we were like, we heard like it's like, oh, I think it's one of the dudes from Black Breath.
Yeah.
We're like, I wonder who it is, and we're outside smoking, and like they start playing the first song, and he hits the vocals. We're like,
oh,
that's him, dude! Yep. Like right away. So honored to be playing with those guys. Yeah.
I also want to give a shout to the locals too. Zoth is one of the most incredibly hardworking, talented dudes out there.
New album on the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Can't wait for that. And Zoth and Deathcave, Friesberg.
Yes.
Friesa band. You know,
Izmi.
Izmi.
Oh,
band.
I mean, there's so many, man. It's like the Northwest is just...
Just keep going, man.
Yeah, I know.
Talk all night.
Let's do fucking alphabet style.
Absolutely. Again, catch them December 1st at the Substation with Brujeria, No Mas, Piñata Protest, and then Hail Santa a little bit later on in the year in the Christmas season with the Central Saloon. Psychotic Reality available now on Satanic Royalty Records. Before we go into the last song, Corrupt Broken System... Is that what it is? Corrupt Broken System?
Yep.
I wrote Corrupt Broken Sister by accident. That's hilarious.
What are you thinking?
I don't know what's going on here.
Crazy.
Any final sister. Words, shout-outs, thank yous, anything you guys want to say before we jump into the last song?
Danny?
Definitely shout-out to Freiburger and Satanic Royalty. Thank you for putting out this album. To all the bands down on the label, too, and everybody in the scene here, thank you for coming to the shows and for playing and just for being awesome and having love for music. That's all I appreciate.
All right.
Well, I want to say thank you to you, Kev, for
You're
having
welcome.
Us. Thank you so much. Like basically echo what Danny just said. Like, there's a, like, I've never, where I come from, I've never experienced this level of camaraderie and support from the local scene and friends and loved ones. So it's very awesome. I do want to put it out there that we will go on tour on November, and we are planning to have a nice blast off at the Belt Yacht Club by performing the new disc from beginning to end in its entirety. So
that's a rager.
Yeah, we're very much like you know, at full steam ahead to like just you know. Blow people away, basically. But other than that, you know, thank you to everybody, Freiburger, and cheers.
Right on.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. You know,
you're welcome.
Second time bringing us on.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. Freiburger, I mean, he's been great. All the bands, really, that we've met and played in the last 2 or 3 years, you know, like he was saying, the Brotherhood Camaraderie, like just everybody's so helpful here. Like with booking the tours, you know, it's like, I can't help you with a show, but here's like 4 contacts that I have.
Yep.
And it's like, you just feel that, you know, and
that
I think
wisdom,
it brings everybody up, you know. It's a really great feeling. Just want to thank everybody that supports us.
Right on, man. Long live Rat King. Psychotic Reality available now. Good luck on tour, guys.
Thank you.
Get your tickets to the December 1st show and then go catch them also at Hail Santa. We're going to play a song from Psychotic Reality. It's Corrupt Broken System. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.